From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Today is September 8th, 2026. The state's health authority and Medicaid agencies are urging Nevadans to keep an eye out for letters detailing new Medicaid work requirements, which begin January 1st, according to reporting by KNPR's Ann Davis. Starting at the beginning of the year, Nevada Medicaid recipients will have to log 80 hours of work, job training, education, or volunteer service per month. That's according to President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill Act, which introduced the new restrictions last year. They apply to Medicaid enrollees ages 19 to 64. Nevada Medicaid says it's sending out around 250,000 letters throughout September, notifying enrollees about the new requirements. However, state officials expect most of the people who receive the letters to either already be exempt from the requirements or already qualify for them. Exemptions include postpartum and pregnant Nevadans, people with disabilities or in drug or alcohol treatment, parents and caretakers of young children, those on unemployment benefits, and the incarcerated. According to Nevada Department of Health and Human Services data from late 2024, over 800,000 of the state's residents, or 1 in 4 people, are enrolled in Medicaid. Law enforcement agencies across the state are joining forces to help enforce pedestrian safety laws. The Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department says basic rules of the road are put in place to help save lives. All road users, riders, drivers, and pedestrians need to remember and obey them. Extra patrols will be heightening enforcement through September 22nd. The campaign is funded by a grant from Joining Forces. That's a program aimed at keeping roads safe through increased public awareness. The Nevada Department of Transportation is studying the future of Interstate 15 between Sloan and the Nevada-California state line. The project is focused on possible residential, commercial, and industrial growth in the area, as well as any road upgrades potentially needed. The Las Vegas Review-Journal reports the public can comment at an open house scheduled for September 9th at the South Career and Technical Academy. According to CDC data from 2022, nearly 14% of Nevadans age 18 and older have a mobility disability. That group includes Sam Schmidt, a former Indy car racer who lives in Las Vegas. Schmidt had a promising career ahead of him when on January 6, 2000, he got into a life-changing accident at the Walt Disney World Speedway, damaging his spinal cord and paralyzing him from the shoulders down. Since then, he's dedicated his time to physical recovery and disability advocacy. More recently, he's also spent the intervening time writing an autobiography, No Finish Line, which Diversion Books released earlier this year, detailing his life before and after the crash. Schmidt said his impetus for writing the book came as he noticed the lack of information surrounding his type of paraplegia. "I can't reach everybody, you know, and I can't answer everybody's phone call," Schmidt said. "So a lot of people thought it was going to be a racing book or a motorsports book, but I really wanted it to be all-inclusive." Schmidt also aims to raise awareness surrounding treatment and therapy resources, of which his own Driven Neuro program is one. Hear the full conversation with KNPR's Ann Davis at KNPR.org. 60 years ago, NBC aired the first episode of Star Trek, a television show that became a pop culture phenomenon. The original series starred William Shatner as Captain James T. Kirk, who led his diverse crew of humans and at least one alien on adventures in space. Space, the final frontier. "These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise," Kirk says, narrating in the title sequence of each episode. "It's 5-year mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before." Over the decades, the original series and its spin-offs earned generations of devoted fans. They're commemorating Star Trek's 60th anniversary with worldwide celebrations. From the Hollywood Walk of Fame, to New York Comic Con, to the International Space Station, where one astronaut plans to wear a badge from Star Trek: Strange New Worlds. At the Science Museum in London, fans hope to set a Guinness World Record for the most people performing the Vulcan salute, a greeting made famous by Star Trek's beloved half-human, half-alien character Spock. Read the full story by NPR's Mandalit Del Barco at knpr.org. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.